the proposals and coming to a conclusion. It might take a few years to put this all together, but I think it's well worth it. EPA supports it. New York State government supports it. Columbia County supports it. We just have to work out a few details on the property ownership and how the landfill liability, et cetera, would transfer through this process.
I have a couple of questions, Peter. One, you know, you gave me a bunch of survey maps, and I'm looking at the one that was done by
Star White House
on behalf of the CLC, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I assume we can, the CLC would still have room for their trail that they've been wanting to put through, or not?
Right. So the good news is about 5 years ago, I had an opportunity when this was considered about 5 years ago, met with then Supervisor Knott as well and Mayor Tiffany Martin Hamilton to discuss the same proposal. And at that point, CLC Peter Payden was in attendance as well. Mm-hmm. And he was trying to create a trail that went over top of the landfill. And since then, the new thing that has developed since that time 5 years ago is the Empire Trail.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been a big change. And during that discussion and during that time, there were alternative trails that were proposed. So that can still happen. And we'd have to work together. And I think we can work that out.
So, I mean, they obviously understood the conditions of the landfill and all that kind of thing, right? I mean,
That's my understanding, right. Correct.
The other question I had now, so we're taking the property south of the Charles Williams property out of the picture?
I think we look at both of them.
Okay.
I think we look at both of them and see what kind of responses we get.
For the whole, because, yeah.
From the experts in the field.
Because that has, as you know, it's technically owned by the Hudson IDA. Now, I don't know what that means in terms of the city using it or trying to use it.
Those are the details we'd have to work out.
Yeah.
But I'll start immediately working on the request for proposal, and then we'll detail those other pieces out, issue an addendum once we get resolution of those questions.
I get it. Because you sent me this document that's all about the IDA taking possession of that land, correct? Is that what this is?
I'm not sure. I think we still need to figure some of this out because these maps are inconsistent. When you go to Columbia County real property mapping, it looks different than what this map by Star White House put together.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another map that was put together by someone else that even shows something different. So I think we really need to work that out with Columbia County.
Mm-hmm.
and all the parties that are named on those maps, on those surveys.
So the reluctance of the two former mayors was just, what was it exactly? Do you know?
I'm not sure. I know part of the discussion was about access. There was some concern about accessing the actual landfill cap. There's some sensitivity to landfill caps. The EPA addresses it. The state of New York addresses it. And there was a concern about how do you mount these solar panels on that sensitive area, methane escaping there, et cetera. And since then, since 5 years ago, they have come up with a ballast type of arrangement where you don't penetrate the cap now the solar system. It sits on concrete blocks, so to speak, and then it just kind of levels it out and it doesn't move. So it's secure. So that's a newer technology that's improved. But the idea was that I think the county and everyone was not too keen on having people traverse over top of the cap landfill.
Right.
They didn't want any damage to that because, again, once you penetrate that, it becomes another issue.
Right. In fairness to the last mayor, he was reluctant not because there was no solar proposal. It was just the CLC proposal.
Right.
So that was, you know, that would have taken on a lot of liability for just the one trail. You know,
I agree.
So, in both cases, it wasn't, you know, they had good reasons for not going ahead with reclaiming this land on behalf of the city.
Right. At the time, there was some discussion about the transfer of ownership as well, mm-hmm. about that land. And I still think that's on the table.
Okay.
And we can explore that if, you know, as we move forward in the next few weeks at least.
Great. My next question is, you know, we've been talking about this. The CAC has, you know, contacted us about, and I've shared it with you, about pollinators. Do you know anything
yes.
about, is that, because it's a land, this came up at a previous meeting, because it's a landfill, does that, how does that figure into pollination, or does it, or not, or?
I've seen a few articles about that. And it seems to have become, has taken on some interest, but I don't have a tremendous amount of detail on that, specifically the pollinators, but I understand that is something to consider. I will explore that a little bit further, and we can even ask the developers that mm-hmm. question on how that would fall in there if we put that in the RFP and have them respond to that. We'd get a real good answer.
Right, whether it can actually happen on a landfill.
That's correct.
Okay. Calvin, since you're the only official committee member here, any questions?
No. Thank you for revisiting that topic about the pollinators. I do recall that from our previous meeting with Hillary. Peter, it's in good hands here with Peter.
Yeah, so. I think so too.
Thank you, Calvin.
So,
appreciate it.
So you think by the next meeting we might have a rough draft or?
I can plan on that. I'll move forward with the document. It's going to be somewhat comprehensive,
right.
But it needs to be. And we do have some guidance from NYSERDA and NYPA in providing this. And there's a lot of resource available to us to make sure that we put out the right document. And it'll be something that has been tested. It's not something that's new. It'll be a document that has been proven, and the language will be familiar to those proposers and developers.
Great, because you know, I'm not sure there was even precedent for landfill solar farms that we could have referred to previously. Right,
that's true. It's because of New York State's goal of achieving the non-fossil fuel elements there, so that. You know, there's a lot of interest, and apparently, you know, there was some concern at that point, but some of these developers have been doing this since 2008. So they've become very familiar and expert in this area. So I'm anxious to see how this goes out and comes back.
Great. Any questions from the public? Jen, whoever you are? No? Okay. Michael, no. I scared her away. Okay. Well, I guess that's really it. We'll move forward with the RFP, and, you know, we'll have to bring that before the council, and then we're moving.
Great. So you'd like me to prepare the draft for
yes, please.
When? For the next meet, the next informal council meeting?
That'd be great if you could do that, yeah.
I'll try.
If not, it'll be for the next solar meeting.
Okay.
Whichever you can do, Peter, because you've exceeded yourself lately with the work you've done for the city. So thank you again.
I appreciate the opportunity. This is exciting to me. And if I can help here and we can achieve something, and, you know, if we can work with the county on this, that's even a better better fit for all of us. So.
Yeah, we don't want to give them too much of the money, though.
Right. We'll work that out. We'll work that out.
Okay. Thank you. For a short
all right,
meeting,
thank you.
All. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Thanks, Peter.
Thank you, Calvin.